Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight for our show. I have been saying to you for quite some time that it's time to stop settling and existing, and it's time to start living the life you were created to live. Tonight's show is sponsored by our special sponsors for September, September and October, because they actually have been sponsors for both months, and we thank God for them. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, Unique Expression by Design. They're your one-stop source for business promotional products, custom promotional products, corporate gifts, and anything that you want that's customized for you, your family, your events, they can do it. Also, Facebook Diva Fridays and Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where Roz Hair and Beauty Bar specialize in natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and so much more. Well, again, tonight I tell you, it's just so exciting to have someone that has your heart and have your same fire. I tell you, the topic is the power is in your mouth. And I tell you, that just excites me because the power is in our mouth. And it's time for us to speak life and stop speaking anything other than life over our life, any aspect of it. Even when you're just kidding around, you need to be intentional about your words and make your words work for you. So we're going to welcome our powerful guest tonight that's going to help us understand the type of power we're walking in and what we have in our mouth. Let's welcome to our platform Miss Michelle Roberts. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much, Miss Butler, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. I tell you, it's refreshing to get the guests that God has been blessing me with on my platform, because everyone has that kingdom mindset and everybody's on the same page of living the life that we were created to live. It's time to stop settling and start living it. So when I saw that one of your speaking points was power is in your mouth, I said, oh, yes, that is it. So I welcome you, and I thank you so much for taking the time out to stop by, because I know you're very busy. So we want to thank you again. So we're going to get started with your interview. So tell us a little bit about who is Michelle Roberts.
Oh, let's see. What can I tell you? Michelle A. Roberts, I have evolved. I have evolved from a broken woman to a woman of power, and knowing the power is in my mouth. I'm a native of Atlanta, Georgia, so you may not meet a lot of us, but we still are here. I am a divorced mother of three young adult kids. Let's see, my oldest is 24. I have one that's 21 and one that's 20. So my mother's still alive. She's an apostle, Apostle Elise Walker. She'll be 70, I think, this year. And my grandmother is still alive. She's 93. My mom takes care of her. So I'm blessed to have them still in my life. And I have two younger sisters. I'm the oldest, so they always do what I say. And that's a little bit about me. I'm a speaker, an author, and, you know, I love what I do.
Amen, amen. So tell us, what is your mission?
My mission is to impact person that I come in contact with, but I especially have a heart for women that have been divorced and have had to raise children as a single parent. I like to call myself a challenge conqueror, because I believe that despite whatever challenge comes upon us, that we are more than conquerors.
Amen, amen. I love that mission. That's powerful. Now, you started speaking about this topic because this is like one of your topics that you kind of, that's your specialty. What made you start speaking about this topic?
One of the reasons was that at one point I got so depressed, Ms. Butler, that, you know, I didn't even want to live anymore. And I remember saying when I first got divorced that nobody would want a fat woman with three kids, three babies. And, you know, when I said that, I didn't realize how powerful that was, you know, just putting it out there. And later on, as I began to, you know, want to date again and all of that, well, guess what? Nobody was wanting a fat woman with three kids because I had already put that out in the atmosphere. And then one day I was in church, and I heard the scripture, and I had heard it for years, that a life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And I realized I had been eating the fruit of bad speech, you know, speaking those things. And I said, you know, I prayed right then. I said, Lord, I want to cancel every assignment, every word that I have spoken in error, and even words that I had allowed people to speak over me. I just, you know, and I began to change what I began to say through the word of God and through using affirmations. I began to speak life over my life and over my children's lives.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I want you to share, because your testimony is so powerful. I actually had the wonderful pleasure of being able to hear your testimony on another show I heard you on. Can you share a little bit about your testimony for the woman who feels like, okay, I'm that fat woman that's divorced with three kids and nobody wants me and I have goals but I don't even know where to start? I want you to share your testimony so that can just show her where you came from to move her into that same place of where you are. Great.
Absolutely. You know how it is when you think you've met that man who just hangs the stars and the moon. Well, I married that man, and I stayed married for over 18 years. And I tell people, it was awesome that first 5 to 7 years, but then the game changed. That man that I love, he got strung out on crack cocaine, and our heavenly home, it became hell. It's hell. I just can't put it no plainer. We had three beautiful children. I already told you about that, but I was so depressed, and then I didn't even really know I was depressed. I began to eat, you know, just to feed my soul, feed that depression. I would just, you know, try to get to work, come home, feed those kids, and then I eat. And I ballooned to over 269 pounds on a 5-foot frame. And whenever I would see that Krispy Kreme hot donut sign, honey, right there on Highway 85 in Riverdale, my car found the way to go over there. And I remember telling my kids, they laugh at me now because we talk about it. I remember when I used to buy it, I would buy 2 dozen donuts, swearing I was going to take one of the dozen to work the next day. Child, it never made it. And, you know, I just realized I was just broken. My self-esteem was low. I felt hopeless. And that's when I remember saying that, you know, who's going to want a fat woman with three babies? And then I remember talking to my mom one day, and she said, well, Michelle, if you never lose another pound, you're not going to love yourself. And I said, no, Mama, I love me. And she said, well, look at those three kids. She said, that's what you got to live for. And they became my why. They became my reason for living. They became my reason for changing our situation. One of the things I did was I went on and filed for divorce, and that was hard for me because I was not raised with my father. And one of the reasons I stayed so long is I didn't want them not to be raised with their dad. And I always wanted that, you know, the three kids, the dog, and the white picket fence and all of that, you know. And I just kept hoping and hoping that that's what we were going to get. But I also realized, even though I was praying for him and fasting and all that, you know, if he didn't want to be free, it was just nothing that was going to become of that. And then I began to look at, what am I teaching my daughters? I'm teaching them that it's all right to take care of a man pretty much and let him treat you this way. And then I was teaching my son that that's how you need to treat a woman. And I didn't want him to treat his wife, you know, one day the same way that what he was, you know, looking at. And I just wanted that generational curse to stop. I went on and I had a gastric bypass surgery back in 2005, and I lost over 110 pounds, and I've
wow.
kept it off, and that's a whole person. And then I began to start working on myself. Like I said, I began to, use affirmations. I went back to school. I remember my son said, well, Mom, you do pretty good. I'm not going to go to college. And I said, the devil. That's the devil. The devil is a lie. You're going to go to school. So I went back to school at 40. I went back to school. I had already did 2 years at Clark, but I finished my 2 years at Shorter University. I went on and pursued and got my master's degree. And I'm one class away from starting my doctorate and my doctoral process. And, it'll be Dr. Shell after a while. So I like to tell people that, you know, I'm not, you know, where I started from. I'm not that broken woman anymore. Now, did it hurt? Did I cry? Yeah. Did I have to walk in forgiveness? It took some years. So I'm not going to lie. It took years for me. Now, some people, y'all just going to get saved. Y'all, you know, y'all give it on to the Lord, and he, you know, he taking it on away. Now, I ain't saying he ain't taking it away. I'm just saying I wasn't ready to give it up. You know, I was holding on to a whole lot of stuff. Because I just felt that he, at that time, I felt that he messed up my dream, our household, you know. And I did. I had hate for him, and just to be honest, you know, so I had to work through that. I had to forgive him. I had to forgive myself, you know, because I chose him. I mean, you know, he chose me, but I said yes to that. So it wasn't my kids' fault. You know, the devil did get in, but also he had choices as well, you know, that he could have said no. He could have walked away from all those things. But I had to learn to walk into forgiveness. I remember hearing a word from a minister saying, you have the will to forgive. And I'm just like, really? You know, but you do. You have to just change your mind. And I just had to begin to forgive him. And also, I didn't want my kids to hate their dad. I didn't want to be the catalyst, I'll say, for them hating him. So a lot of times, you know, they would want to, you know, pray for their dad because they knew what was going on and stuff like that. And, child, I couldn't hardly pray. I'd be like, bless him in the name of Jesus, you know. But one day, girl, it just broke. And I began to intercede on that man's behalf. You know, I knew then that God was freeing me. You know, when we can pray for somebody and, I mean, really pray and groan in the spirit, you know God doing something with you. And I, you know, really was believing God with them that he would be free. And eventually he did get off drugs and everything. And it's doing much better in that area. So, you know, they're very thankful and, you know, are beginning to, you know, build a relationship with their father. So that's just a good thing. But I just moved on. I went on and, like I said, went back to school. I started two businesses and just, you know, changed my whole life around with the help of the Lord. I had a great tribe of around me to help me to raise those kids and great friends and people also that would say, okay, stop whining, you know, because sometimes not women, we like to, you know, if you want some pity, you can find somebody to be in the pity party with. Yeah, girl. But after a while, you know, if you really want change, you need that girlfriend to say, well, look, okay, we've been only doing it for a night. I mean, really, it's been 2 months now. What you going to do? You going to keep on crying? You know, that's a real girlfriend to me. You know, I want you to have some empathy for me, some, you know, but after a while you need to say, okay, now what's our plan? What are we going to do? And I had
love.
Those type of people in my life. Yeah.
Amen. Wow. So you share some of your accomplishments. I tell you, that's awesome because when you decided to say, you know, that's enough, it's time for me to move on. You didn't have a degree, and now you're getting ready to go into your doctoral program. So that is just truly, truly amazing. What motivated you the most to pursue your purpose?
Really, my kids at that time. They really motivated me to, I remember praying, you know, Lord, I need to be able to take care of these kids, and I wanted to live a certain lifestyle, and that's different for everybody. But I didn't just want to take care of my bills. I wanted us to be able to travel. I wanted us to live in a great neighborhood, and that I considered good, and all of that. I didn't want us to miss a beat, and I did not want to have to be giving up my body and, you know, saying this Uncle Danny right here and Uncle Fred right there. Just, I'm just giving it real. Putting, you know, I didn't want to have to depend on no man and have that kind of lifestyle going on before my kids. Mm-hmm. And so I needed the Lord to move, you know, on my behalf, and he did, you know. I remember right around Y2K time, and I might be aging myself a little bit, but that's all right. I'm 50 and fabulous. And I had been working at Turner Broadcasting, and they had been bought out by AOL, and I got laid off. And, girl, I just thought it was the end of the world. They gave me, like, a little package, and they gave me enough to go back to, like, a little like a trade school. So I went and took a programming class, SQL programming class. And although I didn't want to be a developer, it launched me into going into IT. And I remember meeting a lady, and actually I've been doing IT work for over 17 years now. And that changed the course of my salary. I mean, I went from making minimum wage to, you know, over six figures a year. So when I tell you God can turn things around, honey, I'm a witness.
Amen. 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 Well, I tell you, you know, I'm getting chats and things, and everybody's like saying that our spirits are so similar, and I'm like, yeah, we are similar as far as, you know, you're just happy and you're full of life, and you know, I tell people, you have to live each day like it's your last, because God gave you this gift, and it's called life. What are you doing?
Yes.
You know, so I thank God. I thank God. And I did get a chat with a person that says, 50, she don't look 50. She looks great. So, you know, God restored your youth. Hallelujah.
Yes, girl. And that's one of my scriptures, girl. I say it like a medicine every morning. My youth is renewed like the eagles, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
That's my favorite one.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to take a quick moment for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. All right.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Booksamillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
And that is brought to us by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, which is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And I tell you, she has a powerful testimony about her son and his addiction and overcoming that addiction. And now God is using him in a mighty, mighty way, helping other people be free from their addiction. So I thank God for her support each and every month with On Fire to Inspire. She said this is fertile ground, and she's going to continue to support, and I thank God for her. I thank God for Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Third Heaven Sound, the visionary and founder is Vincent Lynch. You can find him on Facebook, and he is actually the person that wrote the song. Well, I wrote the words. He did the music to the jingle On Fire to Inspire, and the music being played behind that that ad that I played for her. That was my voice and his music. So Third Heaven Sound, we truly appreciate you each and every day. And Unique Expression by Design with Miss Angelise Washington, bringing forth your customized products, T-shirts, whatever it is you need that needs to be customized, whether it's for your business or personal needs, they can have it done for you with Unique Expression by Design. And you can actually visit the website with uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much, much more. Well, we are back with our phenomenal, just energetic, enthusiastic, and high on life, Miss Michelle Roberts. I tell you, I love like-spirited and like-minded people, and it's just refreshing to meet someone for the first time and speak to someone for the first time and have such a kindred spirit that you're like, oh, we've talked forever, and you just meet them. So we thank you again for joining us on the platform. Our topic tonight is the power is in your mouth. What does this topic mean to you?
Oh, my God. It means you know, you need to reflect. What are you saying regarding your life? What are you saying or speaking about others, your sisters, your brothers, your family, your children? Because when we say something negative, we are sending out an instruction, okay, and an intention regarding our situation. So something is going to go awry. Guess what? You sent out that instruction, and that's why something is going awry. You've been around people who, you know, the negative Nellies and the negative Neds, and they're always saying, oh, my goodness, something is going to go wrong. And then you look at them, you like, and you're in agreement with them. You're like, dang, something always going wrong with them. And then they look at your life, and they're like, dang, Ms. Butler, blessed. And Ms. Butler's saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. God is opening doors, you know, the angels are dispatched upon me, and they're looking at you like, oh, she got a good life. But you know what? They are in agreement with you because that's what you spoke and that's what you're saying. And then they are also saying it and don't even realize it. So I always say that we have to speak what we desire, even when we don't see it. You can change your circumstances, people. You can change your money. You can change your health. You can change your life, you know. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I mean, even when the Lord framed the world, what did he do? He spoke it. He said, let there be light, and what? There was light. So if I said, you know, I dispatch my angels to bring in my inheritance from the seven corners of the world, what's going to happen? My angels, they are on assignment. They are working on my behalf. Now, I do say you got to put some practical application into certain things, you know. It's not like you throw it in the wind and you don't do anything. Like, for instance, if you want a job and you keep saying, oh, I want a job, I want a job, and you have not put out a resume, you have not, you know, networked or did anything. Now, come on now. So, work, faith without works is dead. So now you have to, you know, apply what you speak, you know, with some faith. You know, that's an action. But then certain things you have to just, you know, make it happen. You know, go out there and pursue a job. You know, I didn't know when I took that programming class that it was going to launch me into an IT career. It wasn't what I was, but it did. But I took the step, and then God opened the door. And what do I do when doors open? I run through them. I don't even walk no more, girl. I run, you know. Because I'm like the eagle with an outstretched neck. I'm looking for my next blessing because I know it's coming. I'm speaking what I desire. So whatever, I say the power is in our mouth, because whatever we say, we design, we frame our world. When people ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm awesome, fabulous, and amazing. Even if I'm not feeling it by the end of the day, girl, I'm on fire. But that's the song. Mm-hmm. This girl's on fire. Now I'm on fire for the Lord now. I don't know what fire she's feeling. I can't speak on that one. But
Amen.
We frame our word by what we say.
Yes, and that is so true. You know, a lot of times I'll tell people, have a blessing-filled, miraculous, and prosperous day, a productive day.
Ooh,
and, you know, and my thing is, I'm speaking that for you, even if you're not feeling it. I'm speaking that for you. You know, I read something on Facebook one time, and it said, stop telling your circumstances about God and start, no, stop telling your telling God about your circumstances and start telling your circumstances about God. So I said, wow, if people understand the power of those few words, start telling what it is you're seeing, what it is you want. Okay? You have bills, but you don't have enough money to pay them. I speak to the bills to be submissive to what my money can spend. And then have more than enough. I speak prosperity over every area of my life. You got to be intentional about your words. And my pastor, Apostle Zoe L., she says, make your words work for you. She said, so you got to be intentional about your words. I said, you better say that, Apostle.
I like that now. Make your words
work for you. You know, even with people speaking, you know, oh, he made me sick. Or it's something all the time. Baby, even when you are catting, whatever you want to call it, you have to be intentional about your words.
You do.
And so I am so intentional about my words. So this really spoke to my heart. When I saw all your speaking points, I was like, that's it. That is it. And so, I tell you. So you have a book that you've authored. What's the title of your book?
I've had 5 books, and the one of them, is Affirmations for Success, because I believe in, you know, like I say, the power of what we say. And the other one is a children's book. It's called Dream Builders, Affirmations for Children and Kids, Children and Teens, because I believe if we train up a child, when they're old, they won't depart. So if they're speaking life over their themselves at a young age, just think about when they get to be our age. They'll be powerful. And then I have a book, 7 Steps for Preparing and Finding Networking Events, because that's one of the ways I built my my travel business. And then I have a book, How Procrastination Saves You Money When You Travel, because it's about last-minute deals. How can I find last-minute deals? I put in the book. And my latest book, honey, is Dr. Shell's 100 Tips on Dating. Yeah, so it's my mission now to help my people, my single ladies, to date with a purpose, honey, to get your pearls back, honey. Yes.
Now, how do they get these books? How do they get these powerful books to get their pearls back and to
get their
be
pearls
speaking
back,
the
yes.
affirmations daily over their lives? How do they get your book?
They can reach out to me at www.michellearoberts.com. I'm also on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. On Facebook, I'm Michelle A. Roberts, INC. And on Twitter, M.A. Roberts, INC. Instagram, M.A. Roberts, INC. I'm incorporated, honey. But that's how they can find me.
All right. So you're on Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. What else did you say?
Twitter. I'm on Periscope at M.A. Roberts, INC. I do a scope. I'm on Blab at M.A. Roberts, INC as well.
Okay.
So anything social media. I am there.
Okay. All right. M.A. Roberts, INC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
And then
my
website is michellearoberts.com.
Okay, perfect. I got it. Because what I always do is in the event that I create it, I'll put in all of your information so that people can actually know how to contact you, know how to follow you. And things of that nature. And it's powerful that you wrote a book with affirmations. I actually wrote a book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations at the end of last year, because it's so key to be able to speak a thing even though you don't see. People get caught up in emotions, and they get caught up in what they feel. Well, guess what? Your feelings have nothing to do with it, because a lot of times it can be a distraction. So what you got to do is say that I am more than a conqueror. I am victorious. I am triumphant, regardless of what you're feeling today. And I have a piece in the book on Fire to Inspire entitled The Chosen One. And last week the Lord said, I need you to remind some people that they need to be chosen, that they're chosen. And I said, Lord, I ain't got my makeup on, I ain't got my earrings on. And he said, listen, I need you to come up out of it. You got lip gloss on, you got some eyeshadow on, that's enough, just go now. So I just stopped what I was doing and I did it. And there were so many people that viewed that, and so many people, that this one lady said, I was feeling defeated today, but I thank you for your obedience. So there are powers. There's so much power in your mouth. And me speaking that and proclaiming that for that person who felt defeated turned that thing around for them. So there is so much power in your words. And I tell people all the time, when there's a thought that comes into your mind that don't line up with what the Word of God says, then you need to say, that's not mine. I don't receive it. Reject.
Exactly.
Put a rejection stamp on it. Reject.
You sound like that.
reject, I tell you. Well, how do they book you at michellearoberts.com as well? Is that if someone wants to book you, how they do it as well?
Exactly. They can go to michellearoberts.com. They could also email me at Michelle Antoinette, Antoinette Roberts at gmail.com.
Okay.
Matter of fact, if they go to my website and start sign up for my email list, they'll get a sample, 2 sample affirmations, one on leadership and one on think the other one is on self-confidence. So I'll definitely send that to you right away.
Okay. All right. Perfect, perfect. And you can never have too much of that. Never have too much of confirmations and affirmations and, you know, things that just say, just remind you of who you truly are, regardless of what you're feeling like and regardless of what it's looking like. So if you are ready, I want to open up the lines because I think it's some people want to say some things tonight. So every now and then they get a little shy on us, but they're not going to be shy tonight. They're gonna pull on us a little bit. You okay with that?
All right. I'm okay with it. Come on with it.
All right. So we are opening up the lines. If you have a question or a comment for Michelle or Miss On Fire to Inspire Leah, you go ahead and press 1, and we're going to bring you on live with us tonight, and we're going to let you ask your question or make a statement or a comment because, again, you have the power in your mouth. All right, we have a caller. Let's see who we have. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Michelle and Aaliyah on the line with you tonight. Who do we have?
This is Brother Perry. God bless you.
Right.
God bless you, Prophetess.
Brother Perry.
How's everything?
Great. How are you?
I'm blessed. I want to say to the young lady that's doing the show, I just want to say I'm very proud of you.
Oh,
because,
thank you.
See, because the main thing you did was you activated your faith in God and not in man. So I have to applaud you. I'm sorry you went through what you went through, but I'm a man. I went through almost similar to what you've been through. I was in an abusive marriage for 21 years.
Wow.
But God has ordained me as a bishop, as a prophet, and I'm just grateful to God for everything that he's doing in my life.
Amen. Amen.
And yes,
thank you so
know,
much.
Life is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if we speak life, then that brings life. If we speak death, then that brings death. So I have to applaud you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, because I tell people all the time, you know, you're the person that's always encouraging and inspiring people, but when people give you the feedback of what it did for them, it's like, wow, you know, even though you know you're on assignment, it just makes it all the more exciting all over again. So
amen.
I know that was truly, truly a blessing and welcome for her. So
amen.
Thank you so much for taking the
thank
time to
so
do
much.
That, brother.
Of
brother
course.
Perry.
God bless you too now. God bless.
All right. Okay, good.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we had one caller from the, I think he's in New York, New Jersey area. We have another one now. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Aaliyah and Michelle. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, Aaliyah and Michelle. My name is Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Great.
Awesome.
How are you this evening?
Amazing.
I'm doing good. Thank you. I was just calling to let you know that I'm listening, and I'm truly inspired by both of you. Aaliyah, I have your book. You had autographed it for me and sent it to me, so I'm continuing to be inspired by your book. And, Miss Michelle, you are truly an inspiration. And I've already gone onto your Facebook page and click the follow button.
Thank you.
So I'm really, really enjoying the show. And I wanted to ask Aaliyah if she had considered doing an On Fire to Inspire journal, because I have notes all over the place. And I'm thinking if you had a journal and I could put everything, I can go out and buy my own journal. But I was just wanting to throw that out there. You might want to consider
you
an
know
On
what, you
Fire
go ahead
to Inspire journal.
Girl. You go ahead.
I know, that's right. That's a God idea, honey. Not good. That's God
yes,
like this.
It is.
Yes.
And it's actually something that was just one of our sponsors, Unique Expressions by Design, actually recently said something to me such as that. So I thank you for your confirmation. Kim, I need to ask you a question. Are you the young lady that started following me when I did the show A New Beginning?
With the two authors, Michelle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? God is so amazing, because it was just like all of a sudden, I haven't heard your voice since March, but all of a sudden it was like the Holy Spirit reminded me of who you were. And so when you said that, I remember, and I thank God for you, you had
I share your testimony all the time about On Fire to Inspire. You said that you read Pregnant with Purpose first, and then you read the rest of the book, and it felt like your own personal book of inspiration. And
yes.
So I just thank you. I thank you because I know God was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me every word to be a blessing. And I was like, God, I didn't choose this. You chose me. But, you know, it's been a blessing. It's opened doors, and I thank God. I thank God for you.
I thank God, too.
Oh, and Michelle, Kim is actually another one that went back to school later as well. I remember that, too. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's bringing everything to my remembrance tonight.
I'm in school now. And I'm working on a PhD.
That's okay. That's okay. You're working on something. So
yeah, a bachelor's degree, but I'm working.
Okay. Honey, that's where I started. I actually didn't intend to go as far as I have. And just once I got in it and with adult learners, I just loved it. I said, well, let's just go on. See what the end going to be.
Right.
All right. Well,
good. Well, thank you. To you.
Yes. Thank you again, Miss Kimberly. Miss Kim, because we are truly encouraged and inspired every time we have callers call in and just kind of share the different things. And again, it's a blessing, and I thank you. I'm so humbled.
Thank you. You all have a good evening.
You're so welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have another one, Miss Michelle. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Aaliyah and Michelle live. Who do we have on the platform with us gracing us tonight?
It's Chevenice, Aaliyah.
Hi, Miss Chevenice. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to tell you.
I said hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome, fabulous, and amazing.
I'm trying to hold my phone because the battery is red. Hold on. I don't want it to disconnect. Hold on. I'm trying to hold the charger. Okay. Yes. I was really inspired as late as I signed on by the conversation that I was hearing. I've been going through a lot with my health and, you know, with me having to move and just going through a lot. And a lot of times, there's times that you end up forgetting that, you know, your words say a lot. Your words mean a lot. It can make changes in your life. And I was just reminded that listening to the call that I need to really be careful of the things that I'm saying to my family, my husband, my 19-year-old. I just have to really be mindful of everything that comes out of my mouth because because I just re-registered for school and I'm not going to say that I'm not ready. But I'm trying to get something to keep my mind focused elsewhere, except on my health, except on moving. I'm just trying to keep my mind focused. I want to hurry up and finish school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just listening to the call was just like, it's putting me in another phase. Like, I need to just change my way of thinking, my way of speaking. And I want to thank both of you ladies for your time that you spent, you know, acknowledging and encouraging other women.
Oh,
well, thanks so much for calling and sharing. And, you know, I just want to encourage you and just tell you that, you know, God is a healer. And whatever's going on in your body, we just decree and declare that you are the healed of the Lord and that he's going to provide you the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we're just going to stand in agreement and stand in faith that not only are you going to finish strong, you're going to finish on top. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for dialing in and listening in tonight with us.
Again, remember that the power is in your mouth. So it's, you got it, girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks again. Well, you are live with On Fire to Inspire with Miss Michelle Roberts, and she's on fire tonight as well. Each and every day, she makes it her purpose to be on fire. And she's tell me when someone asks you how you're doing. What's your words again?
I'm awesome, fabulous, and amazing.
She's awesome, fabulous, and amazing. And see, those words are intentional. So even when she doesn't feel that, when she speaks it, it shifts her into making it happen. So, you know, your words have that much power. So if you're feeling sick, guess what? Don't say you're sick. Say, I am healed. So
yes.
You are what you say. You have what you speak. So yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, whoever's listening and whoever that's for tonight. Do we have anyone else that would like to share? If you have a question or a comment, press 1, and we would love to take you live with us. Let me check my chats, too, because sometimes people will actually chat if they're, like, at work or something. They will send chats to me. So let me check. But I tell you, it's been awesome, awesome, awesome. Guys, remember that if you want to go, you definitely want to go and go to MichelleARoberts.com. So that you can follow Michelle, get those affirmations, because anything that you're putting into your spirit, I don't care. I tell people all the time, you got to be careful what you're feeding your spirit, because what you put in is what you're going to get out. So if you keep putting in a bunch of garbage, guess what? You're going to get a bunch of garbage out. And I'm just a believer that, you know, it is that. It is that. Let's see here. Looks like we got another. Looks like we have another person that wants to talk to us live. Let's see here.
All right.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi. God bless, Aaliyah and Sister Roberts. How are you?
Great.
Awesome.
How are you?
This is Shelly Jones.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi. I definitely believe in the power of affirmation and speaking those things to be not as though they were. However, I'm kind of sort of saying, well, there are times I say certain things, and sometimes people in my environment might say, come here, what's going on with you? They, you know, maybe see if, you know, you're speaking certain things, you say, oh, I'm fine, I'm all right, but somebody detects you're not really yourself. And so at what point, because you also want to be open to discuss or share or get support sometimes when you do need it. And although we do come to the Lord and however, but sister to sister, sometimes it's kind of a support that is needed or a ministry at that moment that you might need to reach out or expose something. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I do believe in speaking positively, at, you know, at all times, but to be frank, when things just impact you at the moment and you're in the midst of something, someone says, hey, how you doing? Because they sometimes you see, and you see a person is something impact, is impact somewhere. So, you know, at what point, now you don't want to align and say, well, I'm miserable, I'm out of it, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you know, I may need or desire, you know, something.
Well, what I would say,
you want to start first?
Yeah, what I would say is that you're still going to speak life over your situation. And I think, you know, that God will, you know, you surround yourself with the right people who, you know, they, you know, because you're not going to tell everybody your business, right? So you have a couple people that are in your inner circle that you can say, well, sister, I need prayer. You know, I need prayer about, you know, this, that, and the other. Be in faith with me. Now I'm decreeing and declaring. I need you to declare with me. You know, and then you see what I'm saying? And
yes,
so then y'all can come into an agreement about whatever that is, you know. So I say be authentic because I'm a very authentic person. You know, people can tell on my face if they say the wrong thing to me. You know, I have to take a breath, honey. And be like, yes, Lord, yes, bless them. Just being real now. You know, so, you know, find that, you know, your tribe, you know, the person that you can, you know, let your hair down with and say, because I got people, I'd be like, look, pray,
Christ, you know, they'd be like, okay. You know, they just go on in with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have to tell them. You know, but
right,
if I call
right.
you and I say pray, you know something going on with me. You know?
Right, right. But not to invite a pity party or, like you said, the
exactly.
wrong spirit to be
the
right.
wrong
bring
spirit,
further
you know?
Down or whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. And what do you say, Aaliyah?
And you know, I was going to say the same thing. First of all, if you're surrounding yourself with the right people and they really know your heart, they can discern when there's something wrong. And so they will say, girl, you need me to pray with you on something. Or you can say, you know what, I just desire prayer. And then you can go into what you need prayer on. But you don't go to, girl, my leg hurting and my thyroid. Just No. I desire prayer. Because I'm healed of the Lord, but I desire prayer, and I need you to come into agreement with me that I am healed of the Lord, that I am divinely healed, walking in divine health, you know. But, yeah, if you get with the wrong person, they'll be like, girl, my head and hip hurting too, and my thyroid too, and y'all will both be sitting there sticking by the lead of ambulance.
I got some fire in there. We got help. All right. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Well, we thank you so much. Did that kind of help out?
Definitely.
Okay, good. Awesome. So you're not faking it till you're making it. You're actually speaking forth what you want. You actually, as my pastor puts it, you're seeing the end results before you actually get them. So you're
Amen.
Speaking forth manifestation.
Amen.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we are here every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, next week, we're going to be a little different. We're actually going to be next Thursday because the Lord has opened up a door. On Fire to Inspire is a confirmed media person at the Dove Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. So we will actually be in Nashville live at the Dove Awards. So I praise God for that. So we will next week. You won't be hearing us on Tuesday. You'll hear us on Thursday of next week. And then the following week, we are resuming on our Tuesdays. I'm not canceling anything because God says I'm on assignment. So as long as I'm on assignment and there's breath in my body, there's purpose to fulfill. So,
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, ma'am. Well, thank you again. All right. Do we have anyone else that had a question, a comment, a statement? I tell you, this is a powerhouse team tonight. We're doing the tag team, Michelle.
Okay.
Won't he do it? As you were speaking, I was like, okay, I was about to say that. Yes. So, I mean, saying the same thing, just a different way. And sometimes, both ways reaches the spirit in a different way and hits that soul. And so you're like, yes, I'm ready. I got it. I got a double dose of it, two doses of it. So, yes. Amen. Well, again, we have the awesome and amazing and the wonderful Miss Michelle Roberts on with us tonight. And our topic has been the power is in your mouth. So be careful what you're speaking. I mean, you have the power to speak life or death. There's no in between. You're either speaking life or you're either speaking death. Michelle, what did you want to leave as final words? Because I don't see anyone else holding. So what do you want to speak on final words? Something that you just want to leave with the people.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to tell you that you definitely can change what you your situation and your circumstances by what you say. I want to remind you that be careful of what you say over your life and who you allow to speak into your life as well. I want you to be mindful of your words you speak over yourself and others. And then choose a word or affirmation for the day and then say it and meditate it until it resonates. And then do those two tips over and over and over again. And then before you speak, I want you to ask yourself, is what I'm about to say going to uplift the healer? Will it inspire? Will it motivate? Will it create forward momentum for them? Will it dissolve fear and create safety and trust? Will I create a positive or a negative ripple effect by speaking out these words? And let's be determined to unleash the power of our words for positive change. Amen.
Amen. I absolutely love it. I love it. So we have that phenomenal Miss Michelle Roberts, and the power is in your mouth. She can be reached and followed on every media outlet, so make sure you follow her. She is M.A. Roberts, Inc. on Twitter, Periscope, Blab, Instagram. She's on Facebook, and her website is MichelleARoberts.com. And if you go ahead and sign up, she will send you some affirmations, because I'm telling you, if you start speaking those things over your life each and every day, I promise you'll start seeing it, because you're speaking what you're coming into agreement with. So thank you again for joining us tonight. Now, make sure that you remember, next week we will not be next Tuesday. We won't be on live next Tuesday, because I will be at the Dove Awards. Thank God for that open door. I tell you, when you are on assignment and you're doing what God has called you to do, sometimes things try to come as a distraction, but when you're focused on the assignment, you are so focused and doors will open. And I'm telling you, that was something I forgot that I even sent in on. And I've been doing On Fire to Inspire for now not quite 10 months and only 2 months on my own, following what God said do. So every time you do what he tells you to do, he's going to open doors and he's going to bless you. And you're going to see the fruit of your labor blessing others. So next week, instead of being on Tuesday the 13th, we will be Thursday the 15th. So please remember that we will be October 15th next week. And we are going to empower, impact, inspire, and continue to push you into your purpose. On Fire to Inspire, that is who we are. I am Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, your purpose midwife. You already have it in you. I just need to help you push it out. I don't birth babies, but I do birth purpose. So it's time for you to live the life that God created for you to live. Tune in again next week, again on October the 15th, on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that you can be empowered, impacted, inspired to live the life of greatness. Thanks again, and you all have a great night.